It's the highest rate of citizens with health insurance in the U.S. In Massachusetts, fewer than 3% of residents are without health insurance. But a new report finds one quarter of communities across the state have much higher rates than that, ranging from the 3% all the way to 25%. These hotspots are the subject of that report out this morning from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation. We spoke about the report with Foundation President Audrey Shelto, along with Lily Silva with the East Boston Community Health Center. So, Audrey, let me start with you. Looking at the maps in the report that represent uninsured hotspots in every region of the state, pockets of, for example, Boston, Revere, Everett, Arred, but also a chunk of Nantucket, parts of Martha's Vineyard, and Somerville. So let me ask you to give us a snapshot profile of who we're talking about.
In almost all areas of the state, there are pockets of people who are not insured and therefore communities that have higher uninsured rates. Those communities tend to be lower income communities. They tend to have a higher percentage of young adults, people between the ages of 18 and 34, a higher percentage of men, also a higher percentage of people who are non-citizens.
And what are the common economic and social factors these folks are facing?
In those areas where there's highest rates and highest densities of uninsurance, nearly one quarter of the families have incomes below the federal poverty level, and over one half pay more than 30% of their incomes towards housing costs.
Don't people in these communities qualify for MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program for insurance subsidies?
Some do, and some are eligible but not enrolled, and that's a lot of the work that community health centers and others do to try to get people who are eligible into coverage. But some don't because of their citizen status, or some don't because they may work part-time and, you know, not be clear about whether they can get coverage through their employer or not. But some would be eligible for MassHealth, and those are the ones we really want to focus on getting coverage.
But in terms of the non-citizens, if you're here illegally, you're not eligible for it. And that's what drives that number up.
If you're a non-citizen, your eligibility for insurance coverage in Massachusetts depends on whether you're a term called lawfully present. And that applies to their eligibility for comprehensive MassHealth or limited MassHealth coverage. It's a complicated set of rules around whether you're eligible for coverage based on things like income, age, health status.
Lily, how do you see this playing out in your work?
We spend a lot of our efforts around education and outreach. We have a team of certified application counselors that are ready to help patients apply for insurance, and they will work with them and help them navigate the process, which can be quite complex and overwhelming to folks.
Let me ask about non-citizens, if I might. In the current national climate, how do you overcome what might very well be a perception or a reality that applying for a government health insurance program is a risky move?
These are extremely challenging times related to that issue. While a small number of people probably in the Commonwealth would technically, according to the public charge rule, be at risk of their immigration status, the ambiguity and the broadness of the language in the public charge rule puts the fear into a much, much broader population. People who have MassHealth coverage now may drop it because they're concerned that having that MassHealth coverage could jeopardize their immigration status.
We'll put a target on their backs.
Exactly.
Lily, do you hear these concerns?
We do quite a bit, and we do have patients for the last couple of weeks calling and asking questions about reassurance about the process, and also had a couple of people call and just cancel their appointments, opting to put off maybe renewing their application. So we are starting to see that concern and that fear and confusion is out there.
So in the bigger picture, what is it that you would hope that government officials, state lawmakers, do with the data from this report? Lily?
I think on our end, the more we can simplify these processes, the better. As much as we have a system that encourages people to apply, the process is still quite complex and overwhelming. So the more that we could make it simple and straightforward, I think would be beneficial.
Audrey?
I hope state policymakers will find this report to be useful in focusing their efforts in trying to locate those populations who don't have higher rates of coverage and try to figure out the best way to get them enrolled, whether it's multilingual marketing materials, navigators to help them figure out how to work through the system and get enrolled.
Audrey Shelto, president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Same to you, Lily Silva from the East Boston Community Health Center.
Thank you so much.